All right, guys.
Thank you, everyone. Right now, we have head coach of York United with us, Jim Brennan. So we'll open up questions on the floor first, and then if there are any questions on Zoom, we'll just ask you to raise your hand. So questions on the floor. Charlie, go ahead.
Good. How are you?
These are difficult games, and it can swing both ways. And we said at the beginning, we've got to make sure that we take control of this game, because often, as you've seen in whatever league it is, in cup matches, especially one-off games, they're banana skins. So we had to make sure that we put in professional performance tonight, and I felt we did all over the park. Even the subs that came on, they showed some good work ethic, and they were disciplined in our approach. So I thought it was a good performance by the boys tonight. I think a sense of belief is really starting to come into the dressing room. We got a good bunch of guys here that are willing to work hard for one another. As you can see, every goal, they were all celebrating together. And they've got a good bond. And I think it's a confidence as well. Once you get a couple of good results, you look to carry that momentum. And I think we've done that now over the last four games. I think we've got three wins and a draw. So it's up to us now to continue that against Halifax. Was it a five-star performance? You'd like to say something like that, but I think in this game there's always room for improvement. We did make some silly mistakes and errors and things that we need to correct. But at the same time, yeah, I thought it was a good performance. But you've got to keep your highs low and your lows high. So we've got to maintain that balance and not get carried away with this match, because we know we've got a very, very tough match coming up against Halifax now.
Perfect. Yep, go ahead with your question. In the back.
Actually, the other day on the media call, you were talking about, that TFC game and stuff in the back room was fine, but now that it's a reality, just how much you
Yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to going back to BMO Field, and as are all the players in the dressing room. There's quite a few people within our dressing room that have a connection with TFC, and then obviously others that don't always want to play at BMO Field. So, the guys are extremely happy. It was in the back of our minds, but we had to focus on this. But you could see today they were delighted, and they're definitely going to be looking forward to playing TFC.
How pleased were you with being able to bring in guys that had previously been injured, recovering from injury, and some of the guys you haven't used very much, like Udarets here? First chance to see him.
Yeah, it was a first chance. He trained a couple of days. I know you were asking about him, but I didn't want to tell too much. But it was good to see glimpses of what he can bring to the table today. And I think now we've just got to get him fit. We've got to get him match fit, because I definitely think he'll be a handful in this league. And as for the other guys, it was great for them to come off the bench. Julian getting a couple of goals today, and Ozzy getting his first goal. So that's all confidence. And for me, I'm just happy that we're starting to get back to a full squad that's fit and healthy. And now it's just making sure that we keep everybody on track and keep them fit.
There's a few moments where the players sort of got out of hand, ended up getting some yellow cards. How do you kind of temper those things with the 5-0 win? Obviously, you're a positive.
Yeah, that's a positive. But look, it's silly yellow cards. I mean, obviously, Ozzy kicking away and Navarro ended up getting booked. And, those are silly. Like I said before, it's got to be a professional performance, and you can't take silly yellow cards. I'm all for a good hard challenge or good tackle, and you're getting booked for that. Okay, at least you're going for the ball, but just for silly things, kicking a ball away or mouthing off to a referee, that's not acceptable.
Okay, apologies. Perfect. If there's no more questions in the room, we'll turn it over to Brandon, who is sitting on Zoom.
Hey, Jimmy. Rocket, Robin's taking a little bit of a fall there, so I won't ask about Steba, even though I was talking to you about that the other day. No, just a question from me on what you made of playing Masters tonight.
Look, it's, you know, I think they worked hard. You know, they did try to create their chances, and they tried to play. And you know, look, they had one or two little chances there that they could have went the other way on us. But you know, I think it was a difficult game. I think only because of the fact that we were on top of them the whole game, and we made it very difficult for them. Every time they were getting it, we were closing them down tight. I thought we were defensively organized, and I thought we were good in possession. So we did make it difficult for them. But I think they enjoyed the occasion. You know, that's what they wanted to do, was come here and play in the stadium, play against the CPL team. But look, I think Ricky's a great guy. He's a friend, and I hope they have a successful season this year.
And just quickly looking out my window, I think it's something like 30-odd degrees out there tonight. Was it a benefit to have that 2-goal lead at the half, just allowing the guys to maybe slow it down a little bit in case of play?
It was hot. It was very, very hot tonight for the players. But look, our goal was to get in at halftime with one or two goals, because then that sets you up nice for the second half. So it was good. You know, that's what we asked for, and we got it. And then you can control the game after that. Once the third goes in, then it's very difficult for them. They start opening up a little bit more, and I think that's why in the end we had an awful lot of chances, especially in that final third and towards the end of the match.
Thanks, Jimmy. Appreciate it much, and thanks, Caitlin, as well.
Thank you.
No problem. Thank you very much. If that concludes all of the questions for head coach Jim Brennan, this will be the completion of the post-match press conference this evening. So thank you, everyone, for your time. And have
thank
a
you, everyone.
Day.
Thanks, sir.